Blog Talk Radio.
On the East Coast, 5:30 for my folks on the West Coast tuning into this program. Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program. And, of course, Relationships 360 comes to you every Thursday night, as I said, 8:30 p.m. Eastern and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On this show, myself and guest experts address every relationship challenge on God's green earth in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And tonight is no exception. We have our guest, Chris Johnson, of my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, who now lives in Calabasas, California. It's a suburb of L.A., where he has a career as a motivational speaker, philanthropist. He's a relationship therapist and best-selling author of books like Hang Up the Phone, How to Get Your Ex Back in 30 Days. And he is patiently waiting on the line and ready to answer your questions about how to deal with your ex-lover or spouse. And I call this show Ex-Etiquette, which is essentially etiquette for dealing with a former love, especially after you've moved on to a new relationship. So Chris and I will hopefully help you out with the questions that you guys have about this topic tonight. And hopefully, Chris, you won't be stealing my term etiquette that I came up with. It won't end up in a book title unless you want to pay me royalties. Chris, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. No, I wouldn't do that. Actually, my book, Hang Up the Phone, The Guide to Getting Over Your Ex in 30 Days, was meant to be a one-time thing. Because I pretty much put all the information in there that you need to not only help you exit a relationship, but also start to heal yourself to prepare yourself for a new relationship. So Hang Up the Phone, The Guide to Getting Over Your Ex in 30 Days. It's just, I think, a one-shot deal. I probably may just go ahead and retire it after next year.
All right. Well, I'm glad I don't have to worry. I might have to write my own book about this topic after, you know, you give me all of the info on this program. But, yeah, it's my pleasure to have you on the show tonight. And I understand you're playing hooky for the next hour from an event you're supposed to be attending in Kansas City this week. Do you care to share your whereabouts with our listeners?
Actually, I am at a revival in Kansas City, Missouri, at my home, my old church where I was born at, basically Palestine Missionary Baptist Church, actually in L.A. My pastor in L.A., Dr. Kevin E. Stafford, he's preached the revival for the last 6 years. That's how we came to know each other. So I travel with him when he comes to my hometown to preach for support and also to see my hometown fans and supporters. So, yep, I'm actually outside of the service right now, but I had his permission, so we're good to go.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, of course, you know, the goal of this show, this is a program to uplift our listeners, unlike a lot of other shows that like to sensationalize relationship issues and topics. So I think this falls, you know, right under ministry, myself being a Christian, and then, you know, obviously yourself in bringing, you know, your message to help to uplift people. So, again, we appreciate you coming on the program and taking out some time for us
tonight.
Thanks, Rob. No problem. And I hope to have you back on the show. You have a lot of experience. You're well-versed in a lot of different relationship topics as a relationship therapist. So hopefully we can bring you back on the program at a later time. And our listeners, you can call in to talk to Chris and yours truly at 714-409-0610. And that number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, and it's in the chat room where you can also post your questions if you can't get to a phone or you're too shy to call us tonight. We only have an hour, and we want to get in as many listener comments and questions as possible. So please, you know, hold off on, you know, sharing your life story. You guys can save that for Chris, who's a relationship therapist, to handle after this show goes off the air. So, Chris, tell us your past from a young man attending college a few hours from Kansas City at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. My little sister actually is a senior there. And to now becoming a motivational speaker, relationship coach, best-selling book author, and philanthropist who now resides in a suburb of Los Angeles.
Well, I actually stumbled into motivational speaking and writing because I don't like to consider a speaker, but evidently God has put something on my heart and it's something that I have to share. So I kind of stumbled into that. I went to Lincoln to run track, and when I left Lincoln, I went to Miami to finish my track career. And then I moved to L.A. to, you know, try to finish my track career the right way by going to the Olympics, and that didn't work out. So that is how I got to L.A., and while in L.A., I did some of self-evaluation. You know, I did a lot of partying and things like that in Miami and L.A., and when I got 25, it was just like, is this what life about? It's pretty much what we're going to be doing is partying every weekend and just living. And then that's when God started to give revelations along the way. And then, of course, the night after I lost my daughter, I just was depressed and, you know, started talking to God, you know, asking some serious questions. And he just decided to tell me what to do. And I got up and started writing that night. And that first night in April of 2005, I started into three books.
Hey, Chris, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so the first night I started writing, when God woke me up to write, because I was so depressed, and I just was, you know, really trying to think about ending my life, because it was just like, you know, I'm tired of life because it's so hard, blah, blah, blah. You know, some things that we all have been through when we hit roadblocks. And instead of that, God told me to get up and grab the notepad next to my bed, and I just started writing. And at first, towards the situation and people in my life that have wronged me and whatnot, and then that turned into actually a talent. And I removed the anger out of this editing session and saw that I actually have a gift of writing. So right now I have finished 20 books. I've actually had three published, Getting Dressed from the Inside. And please say Getting Dressed from the Inside, because so many people just take it and make it their own, and they say Getting Dressed from the Inside. It's actually just Getting Dressed from the Inside. My second book was My Mom Was My Dad, a story for single moms raising boys on their own. And, of course, the book is the topic of our discussion is Hang Up the Phone, Guide to Getting Over Your Ex in 30 Days. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. When God calls you to do something, he normally picks the least of them. And just to let you guys know, Lincoln University, you can check my transcripts. I failed English. I failed literature. I failed public speaking. I actually have the transcripts because I'm on my way to getting my Doctrine of Divinity. So it's funny that I look at that transcript now and see that my grades suck in both areas that I'm a professional in. So it just shows you that God really will pick the least of them to do the best of what he wants them to do.
Right, and you had a lot going on. You talked about partying, you know, and, you know, you ran track and, you know, all of these different things. So it wasn't due to a lack of talent, that's for sure, just a lot of commitments in other areas or a lot of competing things that were taking place in your life at the time. But we do, we're happy that, you know, you were obedient to God's call to write and to minister to people that are hurting in their relationships, you know, through your books, and then also through your motivational speaking and also, you know, counseling people as relationship therapists and soon to be doctors. So pat yourself on the back. I mean, I think that you've done an excellent job, and I want to talk some more about, your philanthropic efforts as well.